Welcome, friends. This is the First Church of Christ Scientists in Princeton, New Jersey. I will share the readings prepared for our congregation on Wednesday evening, March 25th. They are selections from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, which together are our church's pastor. Our topic for the evening was purity. The Bible. 1 Timothy. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Matthew. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. John. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Exodus. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses, and said, Give us water, that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses, and said, Wherefore is this, that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Revelation. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God, and to his throne. And from Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Self-forgetfulness, purity, and affection are constant prayers. Unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity, these constituents of thought mingling, constitute individually and collectively true happiness, strength, and permanence. They who know not purity and affection by experience can never find bliss in the blessed company of truth and love simply through translation into another sphere. Obeying his precious precepts, following his demonstration so far as we apprehend it, we drink of his cup, partake of his bread, are baptized with his purity, and at last we shall rest, sit down with him in a full understanding of the divine principle which triumphs over death. Their imperfections and impurity felt the ever-present rebuke of his perfection and purity. Baptism. Purification by Spirit, submergence in Spirit. Lamb of God, the spiritual idea of love, self-immolation, innocence and purity. Dove, a symbol of divine science, purity and peace, hope and faith. Since the author's discovery of the might of truth in the treatment of disease, as well as of sin, her system has been fully tested and has not been found wanting. But to reach the heights of Christian Science, man must live in obedience to its divine principle. It is the spiritualization of thought and Christianization of daily life, in contrast with the results of the ghastly farce of material existence. It is chastity and purity, in contrast with the downward tendencies and earthward gravitation of sensualism and impurity, which really attest the divine origin and operation of Christian Science. We should strive to reach the Horeb height where God is revealed, and the cornerstone of all spiritual building is purity. Christian Science demonstrates that none but the pure in heart can see God, as the gospel teaches. In proportion to his purity is man perfect, and perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal. The necessity for uplifting the race is father to the fact that mind can do it, for mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. The periods of spiritual ascension are the days and seasons of mind's creation, in which beauty, sublimity, purity, and holiness, yea, the divine nature, appear in man and the universe, never to disappear. Revelation 12:5. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The impersonation of the spiritual idea had a brief history in the earthly life of our Master, but of his kingdom there shall be no end. For Christ, God's idea, will eventually rule all nations and peoples imperatively, absolutely, finally, with divine science. This immaculate idea, represented first by man, and according to the Revelator, last by woman, will baptize with fire, and the fiery baptism will burn up the chaff of error with the fervent heat of truth and love, melting and purifying even the gold of human character. The Revelator saw also the spiritual ideal as a woman, clothed in light, a bride coming down from heaven, wedded to the Lamb of Love. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man, spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. Through the wholesome chastisements of love, we are helped onward in the march towards righteousness, peace, and purity, which are the landmarks of science.